messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRI Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
Setelah jauh melangkah, cahaya kasihmu menuntunku kembali dalam dekap tanganmu.
Here is the news. The Indonesian House of Representatives has confirmed that 24 candidates for ambassador extraordinary and plenipotentiary to friendly countries and international organizations have passed the fit and proper test. Speaking at the Parliament Complex in Senayan, Jakarta on Tuesday, Deputy Speaker Adis Kadir said that the test results did not need to be formally presented during the House 23rd plenary session. Instead, the list of approved candidates has been submitted to Speaker Puan Maharani, who will forward it directly to President Prabowo Subianto. Indonesian Minister of Law Supratman Andi reaffirmed the country's commitment to accelerating the digital transformation of intellectual property services during the World Intellectual Property Organization Forum in Geneva. The step aims to build a modern and inclusive IP ecosystem that supports innovation-based economic growth. He stressed that these efforts are part of Indonesia's broader strategy to enhance competitiveness through innovation. That's the news.
Telah aku maafkan semua kesalahanmu, asal kau mau berjanji tidak mengulangnya lagi. Telah aku terima sakitnya dikhianati sedalam cintaku ini selama hidupku ini.
bawah langitmu bersujud semua memuji memuja asmamu dan bertasbih semua makhlukmu tunduk berharap cinta dan kasihmu. Cahaya ilahi hangatnya di hati di langkah sejuta wajah terpatah penuh salah jalani sang hidup terluka terhempas berdosa. Asmamu dan bertasbih semua makhlukmu tunduk berharap cinta dan kasihmu. Hitam putih jalan hidup, pahit getir warna dunia, tangis tawa rasa hati terluka atau bahagia, rasa bangga sementara, setiap duka tak abadi, semua wajah kan diuji, pada Allah kita akan kembali. Di bawah langitmu bersujud semua memuji memuja asmamu dan bertasbih semua makhlukmu tunduk berharap cinta dan kasihmu. Semua makhlukmu tunduk berharap cinta dan kasihmu. Di bawah langitmu bersujud semua memuji memuja asmamu dan bertasbih semua makhlukmu tunduk berharap cinta dan kasihmu.
Kecak is Balinese dance which uses sounds from the mouth without Balinese traditional music. It makes kecak dance different from other dances in general. Kecak dance is performed by male dancers with Balinese clothes. Around 60 to 80 dancers sit in a circle and take turns in producing the sound of kecak in order.
Berjalan tan tanpa ragu, tanpa bimbang. Takkan ku lepaskan engkau dari genggaman tanganku. Melepaskanlah, pergi jauh, kembali lagi. Bersamamu selalu, tak ingin berakhir waktuku. Menikmati pagi, sore, dan malam, secangkir kopi panas, santai tanpa batas. Lalu ada Sir Dandy bernyanyi, muka kembali lagi, musik indie di TV. Menikmati pagi, sore, dan malam, Jimmy Buluk siaran, Otong Koyo Twitteran. Lalu ada kabar Trio Lestari akan tampil di sini, kami pun hampiri. Menikmati pagi, sore, dan malam, ditemani lagu Efek Rumah Kaca. Lalu ada Berili Kumahua di majalah ternama, kami turut bangga. Menikmati pagi, sore, dan malam, Navikula bertandang, SID berjuang. Lalu ada Gigi Anji Topati, Watch This Campus Company, dan kan terus berlari. Tiba-tiba panggilan kerjaan tak bisa diabaikan, kami harus lakukan kembali.
Listener, today's Music Corner presents a song from Banjar, South Kalimantan, Indonesia, called Uma Abah or Mother and Father. The song Uma Abah is written by Anang Ardiansyah, a singer and songwriter specializing in Banjar songs. As the title means mother and father, the song tells about parents' struggles and sacrifices for their children. Despite feeling the hot weather and the physical toll on their bodies, the mother still goes out to earn for a living, while the father continues to work through heavy rain and thunder. The song Uma Abah also expresses about the child's love to their parents, where the child is willing to bear the parents' exhaustion and hardships. The child also asks for a heartfelt prayer to God to forgive their parents' sins for the unconditional love they've given since childhood. Well, listener, here is the song Uma Abah by Raja. Happy listening.
Abah maluntar, untuk pakulinya. Abah Batulak mencari akan rezekinya.
Cultural package. Today we'll bring you a feature entitled The Gong Music of Sungkum Dayak Community in Sanggau, the border area between West Kalimantan Province and Malaysia, precisely in Antikong Regency. Reproduced from Radio Republik Indonesia Antikong in West Kalimantan. So, stay tuned. Living in the borderline, the Sungkung Dayak community are not affected by the onslaught of the culture and traditions of other regions, even other countries. Sungkung Dayak community remains faithful to the traditions inherited from their ancestors hundreds of years ago. One tradition which is still maintained to this day is sounding a gong at the beginning of a special celebration. The presence of gong music or tetabuhan in a celebration for Sungkung Dayak people is loaded with spiritual messages from the ancestors that should not be infringed. Music has become an integral part of Sungkung Dayak community life. Almost at every party or celebration, the round percussion instruments is always there. For them, the gong musical instrument has a distinct meaning whenever it is played or sounded. When the gong is sounded during a special celebration, it means people are making a request to God through the ancestors who have died to be given protection and safety. It is through this gong music that the traditional leaders summon ancestral spirits with pomang or mantra to protect and save the event from interference of malicious supernatural beings.
Pak anu bulat mit balap mit balai cio tangan ku ku na dat na basa na utuk na manang na kaut na bucit na ngimul na kawai na ngaji deng ngagah deng mujak deng syuk deng moi mo imau mo musik mo mau mo kulit kabau kulit kami kulit kuda da cio laja cio nyama cio tuat cio aja kelek aja sina aja belana mandeg ipok deng babi deng adat basa buku na cukup uluk mudut na de tabung kaut tabung musik tabung ngimul na kop na gup buku tai buku na mate cio masih abi ku me abi eut ku tabu manaku me tabu manaku nuak maneug cho gudak-gudak sango gudang te anak maneug gudang kusik maneug cho gudak jepang gudak mereka maneug tabu utuk tabu manang tabu nasib tabu tua neug adat neug basa baku nah ti ta cukup da uruk da budeun da de neug ti lah pama.
Only after this is done the gong can be sounded. The sounding of the gong cannot be done just by anybody. Only traditional leaders are allowed to do it with three strikes. As stated by the traditional leader in Sentul Village, Suruh Tembawang, Antikong District, Sanggau, Francis Pelek, as followed.
Gong itu terhitungnya adat yang lebih besar. Pertama,
gong is an as a greater ritual. First, to begin the ritual, we make yellow rice and tuak extract. And then we make pamang. Afterwards, we can sound the gong three times, indicating the ritual is begun.
Sudah dibikin.
After the gong has been sounded three times, then it is followed by the second ritual. According to Francis Pelek, the second ritual must be fitted with main offerings consisting of chicken eggs, chicken, pork, and other dishes. The pomang is then read out before the offerings and food in order to be protected from danger and misfortune. After that, all offerings and foods are eaten together by all the villagers who hold the event.
Yang selengkap-lengkapnya alat dibikin, sudah jadi alatnya dibikin, baru kita bikin pamang lagi.
The equipments are created as complete as possible. After the equipments are made, we make pamang again, including eggs and killing chicken, pig and dog. After that, we hit the gong, eat the pulut, and then put the egg on our head and pig blood on our face. Finally, the ritual is done, and then we hit the gong again and dance. Afterwards, we stopped and feast.
Minum-minum, makan-makan.
Tetabuhan gong for Sungkung Dayak tribe is believed to be a means to bring good fortune and keep back luck away. For that reason, every celebration or activity of a specific nature, such as rice planting, opening farmland, and so forth, must be preceded by striking the gong. The louder the sound of the gong is, and the more distant the drumming sound of a gong sounded, the more Sungkum Dayak community will be spared from evil, misfortune, and danger.
Terjadi gong itu, suara gong itu yang narik tu, petuah orang, sedekah.
The gong sounding is giving good guidance, alms, and faith, including the spirits like farming and money, anything related to wealth. We hit the gong because we want more fortune. Gong, gong, gong. That's how we hit the gong.
Gitu caranya.
The tabuhan gong that characterizes Sungkum Dayak tribe has existed since hundreds of years ago. They believe if the gong is sounded, then safety will cover the entire villages. Even though the whole process is for the safety of the Sungkum Dayak tribe, there are still some restrictions. As was told by Lamai, a traditional leader of Sungkum Dayak in Suruh Tembawang village, Antikong district, Sanggau.
Kalau gong itu kan memang ciri khas budaya ya di daerah kita untuk memanggil seseorang.
Gong is our typical culture used to call somebody. The taboo of gong is 4 days no bath, no going out. Stay hidden in the house. People from neighboring village cannot enter our village and vice versa. If we go, we will bring the misfortune and they will punish us. Also, many people will get sick and pest will invest the plants. If I violate the taboo, I will receive the consequences until now it happens. The bamboo shoot and fern must not be eaten and cannot be brought inside the house for 1 month. We need to make a party to end the taboo where the gong is sounded again.
Gong itu dibunyikan lagi kembali.
Tabuhan gong for the Sungkum Dayak not merely as a means to communicate with God through the ancestors, but also as a means of socializing. The sound of gong that echoed throughout the village, inviting friends and relatives from afar to come and celebrate and join the host of the event. The Sungkum Dayak community love their heritage so much, and they do not want the tradition of Tetabuhan Gong eroded by the time. That's why, until now, Tetabuhan Gong tradition has never been left in any event. Meanwhile, Sungkum Dayak parents never forget to introduce the ancestral traditions to their children and grandchildren. Listener, that was the other side of the Tetabuhan Gong for the Sungkum Dayak community in rural districts of Antikong, Sanggau, West Kalimantan Province, bordering with Sarawak, Malaysia.
www.voinews.id, the listener. You are still with me, Ahmad Faisal, on Indonesia Today. And I'm still be with you. I'm still with you to accompany you up to 6 o'clock p.m. local time, Jakarta. Well, listener, now in Jakarta here, still, you know, in the hassle, bustle of the daily activities every day, the Indonesian government here still is still loyal, keeps on increasing and also improving its commitment to have such better bilateral relations and multilateral relations with other countries. Well, here, as you know, the Ministry of Health has something to do with, you know, the foundation or the effort to end leprosy that has something to do with the targets of 2030 eradication. The health ministry has partnered with Sasakawa Health Foundation to strengthen effort in ending leprosy in Indonesia by 2023 through 5 measures. Health Minister Budi Gunadi has stated that he realized that leprosy is not just about the number of cases, but it is a disease that has brought stigma and discrimination that the government needs great effort so Indonesia can achieve zero leprosy, zero disability, and zero stigma. In a statement recently, he said the 5 measures include expanding disease elimination efforts to 111 districts and cities, up to 42 initially, and initiating mass screening in 5 priority regions starting this month in July. And the 5 regions are Tangerang, Bekasi District, Brebes District, Jayapura City, and Sampang District. Moreover, the measures also include screening for people with Dapsone hypersensitivity syndrome, particularly in Papua, Maluku, and Sulawesi. You know that Dapsone is a drug often used to treat leprosy. And then Dapsone hypersensitivity syndrome, or DHS, is an adverse reaction to the drug. Furthermore, Minister Sadikin also emphasized the need to ensure the availability of multi-drug therapy for leprosy treatment. And the minister also said that a meeting with World Health Organization Goodwill Ambassador for Leprosy Elimination, Yohei Sasakawa, at the World Health Assembly 2003 had inspired Indonesia's commitment to eliminating the disease. Listener, leprosy, according to him, is not as high a priority compared to other communicable diseases such as tuberculosis, HIV, and malaria. Where, at the same statement, Sasakawa praised Indonesia's commitment and leadership in eliminating leprosy. Moreover, Indonesia is a vast country that, with a complex geographical challenges, and he said he believes collaboration will enable the country to eliminate the disease. Thank you. And listener, now I'd like to share you, to accompany you with our next song here. The song is from Ardito Pramono with title Rasa Rasanya. Enjoy the song.
Rasa-rasanya baru kemarin kita berdua duduk di taman, bermain ular tangga, menari-nari bebas. Rasa-rasanya baru kemarin, rasa kulihat awan menari, ternyata seperti permen kapas. Biar angin bertiup, kita rentangkan harap. Rasanya masih baru kemarin. Na 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 la 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 na 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 na. Rasanya sudah tak sabar lagi menanti kamu yang menemani. Biar semua berjalan, hadapilah rintangan. Rasa-rasanya baru kemarin. La 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 la. Rasa-rasanya baru kemarin berjumpa denganmu sore hari, berteman buih ombak, menghirup wangi gulali. Rasanya baru kemarin, rasa-rasanya baru kemarin, rasa-rasanya baru kemarin.
Tampak beduk is beduk art by using waditra, namely many beduk and beaten simultaneously, and it produce beautiful typical rhythm. Rampak beduk only exists in Banten as characteristic of Banten's culture.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listeners, today's Music Corner presents a song from the province of West Sumatra titled Mudiak Arau. The song Mudiak Arau was composed by Aji Sultan Sati. It tells the poignant story of a woman who faithfully waits for a man returning from his travels. No matter the circumstances or the changes he may have undergone during his time away, she remains steadfast in her love and anticipations. Well, listeners, here is Mudiak Arau performed by Nurul Fadilah Hamid. Enjoy!
Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Phat Island is a quite large island and covers an area of 1,500 square kilometers. Phat Island has many attractive panoramas and natural charms. Tourists who come can find views of a small river that flows calmly to a large river that divides the island. The view of the white sandy beach can spoil and captivate the tourists who visit it. Phat Island is one of the big islands in Bengkalis Regency, Riau Province. It is even larger than the island of Bengkalis, which is the central of government for Bengkalis Regency. The location of Phat Island is directly adjacent to two of Indonesia's closest neighbors, namely Singapore and Malaysia. Even the lip of the beach is also directly adjacent to the Malacca Strait. Phat Island is an actively populated island, so there are no opening and closing hours. The island is open 24 hours. The entrance tickets to Phat Island vary depending on what tourism attraction you are going to visit. If only to enter Rupat Island, there are no courses besides boat tickets for transportation. As an island that is intended to be a tourism destination, several facilities have been built on this island, such as restaurants and inns. To get to Rupat Island, you have to cross by boat known as Ro-Ro ship or roll-on roll-off. The crossing fee is 100,000 rupees per car and 6,500 rupees per person. The crossing time is around 30 until 45 minutes. Listener, to attract tourists, the Rupat Beach Festival is usually held in October. This is an annual agenda for Bengkalis Regency. In the festival, there are a number of competitions that are participated in by the local community, such as parade of ornamental canoes, kites, pillow fights, beheading boat races, and many more.
Listener, today's edition of Music Corner presents a traditional song from Central Sulawesi entitled Tope Tugu. The song Tope Tugu tells the story of the courage of the heroes and fighters in Palu, Central Sulawesi. The song is often played in various events in Central Sulawesi. Tope Tugu has also been performed several times abroad, such as at the 2017 Tong Tong Festival in the Netherlands, at the 2018 Asiatica Film Festival in Rome, Italy. Well, listener, here is the song Tope Tugu by Hajar Bleh Big Band featuring Zaro Ananda. Enjoy!
voice of Indonesia.
Today's sound.